Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Good afternoon. Welcome back to The Good Life. I'm Guy Bauer, and every Saturday it's food, wine, and fun for your ears. And today we're having a little Tuscan-style food, wine, and fun. The gals with me today are Colleen Kernan and Rhonda Villardo. They run a company called Tuscan Women Cook. It is an immersive vacation where you get hands-on cooking instruction. And then that begs the question, what happens if mama loves to cook and dad just wants to watch and eat?
We have plenty of those, and sometimes it's the other way around.
Yeah.
We have lots of just eaters.
Well, that's so cool. And
not a problem.
You know, I'm thumbing through the website and looking at some of the pictures, and let's talk about where you stay. A 300-year-old olive mill?
Yes, our home base
yes.
is La Chiusa, Albergo La Chiusa. It's a beautiful Tuscan bed and breakfast, for lack of a better term, with beautiful lodging. The view is outstanding. It's probably one of the most beautiful views in Tuscany. We're overlooking Montepulciano.
Oh, man. A week wouldn't be long enough for me, I can tell you that. One of my fondest memories of living in Spain for years was these paradors, national hotels that are put in old monasteries and castles and things like that. And as I thumb through, this is a very old building, but boy, somebody spent a lot of money to make the interior quite guest-friendly and comfortable.
Yes, they are. They all have, you know, everyone has a separate bath. There's a separate restroom in each villa or each room. It's one single story. Most of the rooms are single story. They've all been retrofitted for, there's air conditioning. It's quite comfortable.
Wow. Oh, man, I'm looking at the dinner table.
I mean, it is the Tuscan countryside, so it's sort of a rustic, you know, if you're expecting, you know, a big high-end five-star hotel, you're not going to get that. You're just going to get Tuscan countryside. It's a 300-year-old converted olive mill with a lovely restaurant on the grounds, a beautiful meadow behind it, and as Colleen said, there's gorgeous views from all around. It's just quiet and beautiful, spectacular.
Oh, man.
And the restaurant at La Chiusa is also internationally known. People come from all over the world there. Our chef there is a Michelin-starred chef, Danya, and she's just fantastic. And we cook with her as well. On Mondays, we cook with Danya, and we make – and every day we cook about – we learn to make about 5 to 7 things per day.
Oh, that was my –
pasta almost every day.
Yeah, that was my next question. Is the cooking kitchen where – participants learn and study and watch, is that inside the same location or is it a separate location?
We travel to different locations in the village every day. We have a transportation, so we go to a different restaurant kitchen every day, except for one day, Wednesdays, we take a tour of Siena with a private guide who has her PhD in Sienese history.
Oh, man.
We really pack it in for you, people say. It's just, you know, we do something every day. And in our kitchens, the nonas that teach, most of them aren't speaking English, so we have an interpreter every day. So the instruction is really hands-on. Most of it's hands-on and quite detailed. So we give you recipe books that you follow along, and you get a lot of instruction there and some really, really good food.
Is there? Let's talk about the food from that region and what might we expect to prepare during the week.
Yeah, I was just going to talk about that, Guy. You're going to learn how to make hand-rolled pasta. The pasta of their region is called pisci. It's kind of like a fat spaghetti, but you make it from scratch. You make it old school, the way the nonas make it, with the well of flour and the eggs in the middle, and then you mix it together and roll it out. We make the food of that region is about vegetables and meats. It's a very, you know, we're deep into Tuscany, so we're not near any water, no fish. It's basically cinghiale and beef. Leonina beef, which is a big white steer that's specific to this region, and it is the most amazing, flavorful bistecca fiorentina you'll probably ever eat. Mm. So there's all kinds of meat and vegetables. We make soups. We make some amazing sauces that once you've learned how to make them the way these nonas make them, you will always make them that way. We make a delicious handmade lasagna with a bechamel sauce in lieu of a ricotta cheese. We're in pecorino world, so we have pecorino, which is a sheep's milk cheese. We go to a tasting one of the days, and pecorino cheese is one of the cheeses you are allowed to bring home, which is lovely. Colleen and I bring it home every time we return.
Yep. And if, you know, this area in the region in Tuscany is the original farm to table. We waste nothing. So everything that we consume there is coming from the gardens of our nonas or coming from their husbands who've been out in the fields. So they are the original. There's just nothing goes to waste there, and it's just wonderful.
Colleen, a typical day, what time are we in the kitchen? How long are we cooking? We get to eat that for, I imagine, lunchtime. Then what happens?
We start in the morning, and we try to give you a little bit of, we don't start too early, start around 9:30 to 10 on different days. And then we're in the kitchen, we're strapping on our aprons, we're cooking. We will, for example, on Monday at La Chiusa, we will come in and she teaches us. We can't tell you all of these things because some of them are pretty special and they're unique to our experience. But she will make chicken, we will make eggplant parmesan, we will make a ribollita soup, we will make biscotti. Rhonda commented earlier, biscotti is the cookie of the, you know, it means cookie in Italian, so we make a cantucci cookie. We will then we go to the pasta room, and like Rhonda said, we make pisci. We also make ravioli, and that will be seasonal. We'll either do spinach or a pea or something, or squash for something for the fall. We make zucchini blossoms, stuffed zucchini blossoms with ricotta and spinach, and it is just these zucchini blossoms that we can get there just are unrivaled. They're giant, they're yellow, they're beautiful, and they taste delicious too. We make two sauces with Donya, so we're very, very, very busy. We then finish there. We eat our lunch on property paired with some wines of the region, the beautiful whites there, and our guests then are able to tour or explore on their own for an hour or so, or just rest. We call it a riposino. So you have a little rest in the afternoon, and then Fabio, our driver, comes and picks us up and takes us out to different regions. So Monday we go to Pienza and tour Pienza, and it's a beautiful, beautiful medieval village, and we talk about the history there and the history of the Val di Chiana, which is where we're located. And then we have a dinner at a five-star restaurant right in Pienza. We do a wine tasting, actually in Montecchiello on Mondays with Daria of the Cantina La Porta. And she does a fantastic wine tasting. She's quite knowledgeable. She's one of the only female sommeliers in Tuscany, and we're lucky enough to visit with her. And then we come home, and that's this Monday.
And then you get to go to, go to bed and wait for Tuesday.
Yes,
right.
What a treat. I was just looking at all the places you get to visit. I love Florence. I've spent a little bit of time there. You know, it's just, well, folks, you got to go take a look. TuscanWomenCook.com. They book up fast, make plans. I'm thinking about putting something together for 2020. We're supposed to go to New Zealand next year, but, man, this would be the right thing to do. Let's talk. I know folks are listening. Well, how much does it cost? Well, I want them to go to the website, but I think it'd be better to give them. This is comparable to a first class cruise for 7 days, price wise. We're in that, you know, 4,000 and change kind of regime. Double occupancy. There is a single supplement. It was a little over $300, and this, when you think about what you get to do and that immersive experience, this really is a bargain.
That's what people say. And again, if you read what our guests say, it's hard for us to say it, but if you go and you read what our guests have said, it's quite helpful.
Oh, man, yeah. The raves section on the site is quite good. And then this picture of all the cheese keeps coming. Well,
got to get you there, guy.
Well, and then what would really be fun is doing a live radio show from a place that we come up with, you guys come up with, where we can talk to some of the local talent that that speaks a little English, and I'll work on, you know, I'm restaurant Spanish good, and I used to be restaurant Italian good. We don't talk politics, but we got to do it. Man, it's so fun to talk to you gals. Congratulations on taking the leap into something that I'm sure some of your friends and family said, you're going to do what?
Well, we don't have any friends left because everybody's so, they all hate us now, but we have each other.
No.
Our motto, Guy, is just say yes.
There you go.
We have, you know, it's a yes mentality. Please just say yes, and please do that. We would have a great time doing a live show from there. It'd be wonderful.
Again, class dates are such that it's kind of spring and late summer, early fall. You got to go look at the website, TuscanWomenCook.com. And follow you guys. I like some of the pictures of people doing it, some of the guests that have been there and had so much fun, you know, stuffing zucchini blossoms. And man, that's the right thing. Thanks so much. What a pleasure.
Thank you.
You.
It's our pleasure.
When do you head back?
September.
Mid-September.
Yeah, boy.
So we've really distilled the dates down to the perfect timing. It's been, you know, tried and true and tested. So come and join us.
And if you had to pick, and I know that's going to be hard for you to say, but one of you has an opinion on this. Do you like that spring session? Is the produce and things better then, or is it better in the early fall?
We get asked that every
by
millions of people. There's no answer. They're both beautiful. They really, really, truly are. Truly.
Do you want the flowers of spring and summer, or do you want the autumnal fall with the harvesting of the olive oil and the grapes? You can't pick a favorite.
No, but the answer is book 2 weeks, one for 2020 and one for 2021. Well, thank you so much, ladies. Tuscan Women Cook, and two great gals are running it, TuscanWomenCook.com. I can't wait. I won't have to coerce my wife into this much, and I have some friends that want to come. How many people are in a group? If I put together a group. 16?
Yes, just 16 people.
Okay, and yeah, so if I booked up 10, you guys will, somebody will take the other spots.
Sure.
You bet.
Now, just say yes. Do it, guy.
And the fun would be meeting those other people who did it, I think. That would add to the week.
Oh, you can't imagine the kind of friendships.
We've had
a lot of relationships to get through.
Yeah, they meet, and then they travel on together another trip.
Yeah, what a treat. Yeah. Well, thanks so much. Happy weekend to both of you. Best of luck, and hopefully the next time I see you, we'll be sitting there on the little veranda in between the garden area of our quarters and drinking some wine. And, boy, I could help you set up some really good wine stuff. I have some great friends in the wine business in that region.
But. I know, Mr. Sommelier. We'd love to have you for that reason alone. The Brunellos, as you know, Guy, 2013 was the year. So we're drinking some really good Brunello right now.
Oh, I'll bet. All right. Best of luck. We'll talk soon. Thanks so much for being on the program today, and have a great weekend.
Thank you.
Ciao. What fun. Tuscan Women Cook, you gotta take a look. Don't book everything up in 2020 yet until I get to make plans so that I can book stuff up. Maybe I'll put something together and you'll travel with me and we'll make a party. Beautiful part of the country. And I got a wine of the week from right down the road from where they are, and we'll talk about that later. But we got some fun stuff coming up. Don't go away. Mid-show break, a little news. We'll come back, talk to Dan Stockamer, and then we will talk about a really cool cooking demo at the Old Town Farmers Market. Don't go away.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.